Hi there. The word for you today is learn to take care of yourself. In Psalm 23, verse 5, we read, "You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows." There are two kinds of people who will never understand your need to take care of yourself. The first are legalists. They never stop trying to measure up to certain perfectionistic moral, ethical, and religious standards. They just never rest. And second, serveholics. They sacrifice themselves in the altar of endless church activity, believing that it's the only way to please God. Indeed, some of Jesus' disciples did this. When a woman poured expensive oil on his head one day, they got upset. How come? Had they never read the words of the psalmist, "You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows"? In Bible days, oil was used for many things, such as healing, soothing, massaging, and even refreshing the body after a long journey or a hard day's work. So God thinks it's okay for me to take a break, you ask? Yes. But since serveholics have a need to be needed, like the disciples, they think, what a waste. This oil might have been sold for much and the money given to the poor. Their belief system is, others matter, but I don't. Please understand this. When you take care of others, but not yourself, three things happen. One, you become spiritually and emotionally drained. Two, you end up resentful because your needs go unrecognized and unmet. And three, you start looking for relief in the wrong places. That's what drove Samson to Delilah's house. She gave him a place to relax and let down his hair. Then she exploited it for his destruction. When we look to the wrong people and things rather than learning to care for ourselves the right way, we give a foothold to the enemy. Don't let that happen to you. Today, start taking care of yourself, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Okay? That's the word for you today.